This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Very glad you are with us this weekend so you can hear even more from one of our recent guests. Today, it's Extra Eric Trump. He's not just one of the president's sons, but also an executive vice president of the Trump Organization, helping run the family business while Dad runs the country. And part of what you're about to hear is his pushback to more allegations that Trumps are making money off the government, profiting from the presidency. Spoiler alert, Eric Trump is going to call those claims disgusting. A lot. Now, he was on the Rundown podcast the other day, which you might have heard, but we were not able to include every word of our conversation for time reasons. Today we can and will. As always, thank you for being there. Thanks for being part of our growing following. And please spread the word. Now enough of the setup. Here is Eric Trump on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Joining us again on the Fox News Rundown podcast is Eric Trump, of course, working for his father, for the companies, and of course, dealing with the presidency and the impeachment saga that's finally over. You guys have to be happy that that is now behind you.
Well, what a week we've had. I mean, you know, first of all, we had Iowa, which was an amazing success. My father had the largest turnout of any incumbent president in the history of the Iowa caucuses, which is incredible. I mean, he blew Obama's numbers out of the water. I mean, the enthusiasm there. Dave was amazing. You know, I went and spoke at one of the caucus sites, and, you know, again, my father was running pretty much unopposed, and, you know, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people show up at every caucus site wearing, you know, Trump gear, you know, bring their kids, bring their family. I walked into my room, they were chanting USA, USA, USA. I mean, the level of spirit in the state, again, on a night that no one had to come out because he was going to win the state, you know, irrespective, and he's, again, running really unopposed, was unbelievable, and I think that kind of speaks to the sentiment of the country. You know, then obviously we had, you know, the impeachment sham finished up. Nancy is kind of the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, the amount of money that we raised, we had 1.4 million new donors in the last quarter of last year, people who had never donated to a presidential campaign before, many of whom had never voted that were donating to my father's campaign because of how upset they were. Then we had an absolutely amazing State of the Union, you know, which was incredible to say the least. And the Democrats are coming off a horrible, you know, couple weeks. Nancy Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union was just disgusting. It was a disgusting act. It was a disgusting gesture. They couldn't even count votes in Iowa. You know, it took them, you know, 2 weeks to count 170,000 votes, something that you and I over a pizza could have done in about 15 minutes using a basic Excel spreadsheet.
They had lots of issues with the app and on all of the other things that went wrong. But as far as the Democrats, now that it's after impeachment, they are still leading investigations. And one of the things, there's a story you've probably seen in the Washington Post on Thursday, that the House Oversight Committee is asking the Secret Service for information based on Washington Post reporting that the Secret Service has paid to the Trump companies nearly $500,000. You're charging him hundreds of dollars a night for rooms for a cottage in Bedminster, New Jersey at the Trump National Golf Club. What's your response?
You know, it's disgusting. I see that story and it's disgusting. And, you know, I worked on that story quite a bit. And those writers are just, you know, David Fahrenthold, he's the, you know, hit person for the Washington Post who comes after my father every single day. And it's disgusting. You know, they talk about, you know, the U.S. government paying $600 for a room at Mar-a-Lago, and it's not $600 for a room. It's $600 for many rooms, and you legally, by law, you have to charge them the federal government something. Otherwise, you get into all sorts of gift laws. You know, we charge the United States government cost. We could go out and we could sell a room for $1,500 a night. There's very limited rooms. Mar-a-Lago's hottest place in the world. We charge them cost, effectively housekeeping cost. And they go out and they, you know, they say we charge $650 for a room, which was many rooms. And, you know, they make it out to be that we have Secret Service agents, you know, sleeping in beds on property, which is absolutely not the case. You know, they use these for, you know, command centers, and they use them for many other things, which, you know, I won't really get into. But the reasons that they need to take those rooms in very close proximity to the president. So we charge costs. We lose a fortune. You know, the greatest thing that would ever happen to our company is not having any government stay there because, you know, we're not exactly making money at Mar-a-Lago. charging very, very low rates, charging cost, and displacing people who would otherwise be paying guests. But, you know, they don't want to mention that. Then they go off and, you know, they say, well, in Bedminster, they take, you know, they take one room and they pay X amount per month. And when in reality, it's many, many rooms, and it's many other ancillary things. And again, we charge cost. We lose a fortune, you know, having the United States government at our properties, and that's fine. My father, from day one, always said, you know, this is the greatest calling, you know, and we're willing to do that. And, you know, if they stayed anywhere else, they'd be charged 10x what we charge because, again, you know, we make zero profit on anything government-related. But you'll have the crooks over at the, you know, the Washington Post, you know, they'll come out with stories, which is absolutely disgusting, you know, talking about us, quote-unquote, you know, profiting off of government. I can tell you the one thing my father and our family has not done is profit off of anything. In fact, he's lost a fortune doing it. He donates his salary, you know, every single month to various different good causes. He has to pay taxes on money that he doesn't even get. So, you know, if the president makes $400,000 a year, he donates it to, you know, one of the great departments or a great cause or a great charity. He's paying taxes on that money. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting what these people will say, and they know it's inaccurate, and I tell them it's inaccurate, and I explain it to them, and they'll write it anyway.
Yeah, because they write in the story, these payments show he has an unprecedented and largely hidden business relationship with his own government.
The amount of money that we've lost on the federal government, and again, this isn't about money. You know, when I say that, you know, the best thing that could ever happen to us, you know, I'll give you an example. You know, if my father goes to, you know, a hotel and stays at a hotel, you know, most of the time they're taking floors and floors, you know, because you have military and you have this and you have that and you have, I mean, you know, the government apparatus is massive.
Sure.
We charge cost for those rooms because legally we have to, just basic housekeeping effectively, right? If they go to another hotel, or they go to the Mandarin Oriental, you know, government's being charged $1,000 a night. You know, they're being charged $2,000 a night. You know, they're being charged for moving furniture, right? Because, again, people aren't sleeping in these beds, or, you know, many of the rooms are being used for other things. So they're being charged for that. They're being charged for this. I mean, you know, it's amazing the amount of money that we lose off of these stays. In fact, I joke all the time that I would like nothing more than to never have another, you know, person from the government stay at one of our properties because it displaces, you know, true paying guests, you know, people who are using restaurants and using the facilities and using everything else. But it's disgusting. The Washington Post, you know, they are, you know, the hit piece of Jeff Bezos. You know, they come after us ruthlessly every single day. They know their stories are 100% false. And it's disgusting what they do. I mean, really disgusting what they do.
Will you then, since you say you have all the information, will you just hand it over to the House Oversight Committee and say, this is the truth, here it is, the Post is wrong?
Excuse me, David, they're not asking it of us, they're asking it of the United States government. They're not asking this of Trump Organization. They're asking of the United States government. And no, I'm not about to, you know, hand over what the Secret Service protocols is and how they protect, you know, the President of the United States. No, that's something I wouldn't do. But irrespective, they're not asking it of Trump. They're asking
right.
it of,
asking
of,
the,
of
government,
the United
right.
States Secret, the Secret Service.
The so. Secret Service, right. I want to ask about Roger Stone. Obviously, there's a lot of controversy about what sentence he'll get. Your father is very angry about the treatment that his longtime associate has been getting in this whole trial. Do you know Roger Stone, and do you think it's unfair what's happened to Roger Stone?
Here's what I'll say. I mean, in this country, I think people have seen it. There's unequal justice, and that is, you know, evidently clear. You know, 2 days ago, you had a wild lunatic, you know, hop in a pickup truck and try and crash through a voter registration site, you know, in Florida. You probably saw the story.
Absolutely, yeah.
He tried to kill conservatives who had a Trump sign, who were registering, you know, people to vote. You know, these are young, you know, volunteers of a campaign who were out there doing a job. This guy hops in the car and tries to kill them, gets arrested. You see things that, and by the way, other than Fox News, other than I give you guys a lot of credit, other than you guys, no one even brings up the story. ABC doesn't talk about the story. NBC doesn't talk about the story. CBS doesn't talk about the story. Not a single news organization. Now, if the roles were flipped and that was a Trump supporter who did that to a, you know, somebody in a Make America Great hat, and they did that to Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or one of these other candidates, you better believe it's the only thing anybody would be talking about for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's absolutely disgusting. I guarantee you no one would be talking about this. There would be no sentence for Roger Stone if he wasn't a Republican. And, you know, vice versa, look at the sentence that this kid will likely get. It probably pales in comparison to the sentence that they want to give Roger Stone. And I think what's become very evident to Americans in this country is that there's unequal justice. If you're a Republican, you know, you will get thrown, you know, down the tube for doing absolutely anything. But yet, you know, if you're Loretta Lynch, if you're Hillary Clinton, who destroys 33,000, you know, emails, if you're, you know, James Comey and all the fraud that were perpetrated there, if you're other people in that circle, if you have a D in front of your name, you can get away with absolute murder.
Now,
and we
see
it time and time again.
To be fair, Roger Stone was convicted of lying to Congress in the Russia investigation, and he was convicted of witness tampering, and he was convicted of obstruction. That did go to a jury. There was evidence, and he was convicted. I mean, do you think that was a sham?
All fine, Dave. I think what I'm saying is, you know, Michael Cohen lied to Congress, right? I mean, he said he wasn't trying to get a job in the White House.
Well,
when he
went
clearly
to jail.
Was.
Yeah, and he went to jail.
Yeah, but not for perjury, like Roger Stone is, right? And James Comey lied to Congress, and all many of the people from the FBI who were interviewed. Lied to Congress in more ways than one. Adam Schiff, every single day, he's in front of the House, you know, he's in front of the Senate, and he lies to Congress in terms of the whistleblower and not knowing who the person is, and you know, no one even bats an eye. I mean, you know, they're up there, they're under oath, they have a moral responsibility to be ethical, but because they have a D in front of their name, they can lie and they can get away with murder. I mentioned Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails after getting a subpoena from Congress for those emails. And you know what happened to her? Absolutely nothing. You better believe if Donald Trump did that, the guy would have been in jail for the rest of his life. But there is unequal justice in this country. And I think it's one of the reasons my father and you know, has come out in this case. 9 years for Roger Stone, when all these other people, you know, who are setting up insurance policies, people who are paying for fake dossiers to, you know, discredit and demean a person. And I mean, nothing happens to those people, all because they're Democrats. But as soon as a Republican does it, you know, all of a sudden for something inconsequential or something that's relatively minor, you know, all of a sudden you start seeing these massive sentences, and it's wrong, and it's not right, and Americans understand this.
You mentioned some of the Democratic candidates. I want to go through some of them with you. Bernie Sanders, is that a candidate that you hope that your father has against November in November, that he has that Sanders wins the nomination? Do you hope that?
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. But you know, I mean, truthfully, I kind of hope he runs against any of these people, and I you know, obviously he will, one of them, right? So I mean, I'd probably answer yes to any of the candidates if you threw their name in there. But listen, Bernie's a guy who wants 85% taxes in this country. You would bankrupt every business in this nation. There's no question about it. He wants to strip health care from 180 million Americans who have private health care plans that they really like. And you've talked a lot about how bad health care systems are in this country. The one thing that works well is private health care. He wants to take away 180 million private health care plans. That's people, that's families, that's plans that children are on, that's union plans in this country. He wants to strip them, and he wants to hand that over to the U.S. government. I mean, the Democrats, you know, a week ago in Iowa couldn't count 170,000 votes, yet they want to be responsible for running health care for the entire nation and stripping it away from, you know, companies and people who do health care really, really well, and private plans, which people like and work. And again, it's probably the only thing in our health care system, you know, that works.
All right, Pete Buttigieg, because I know we don't have a lot of time. So I want to ask you about Pete Buttigieg. If he were the nominee, would he, as more moderate, would that worry you?
No, I don't. Listen, I just don't think Pete has a chance for a whole lot of reasons. You know, first of all, he wasn't a good mayor in South Bend. There's tremendous racial divide in that city that was caused by a lot of the various things that he did. He's really got no experience. I don't think he can do it. I think we'd be thrilled to go against Pete. I just don't think he can do it.
All right, your father keeps calling former Mayor Bloomberg Mini Mike, and he tweeted again about him on Thursday. And Mike Bloomberg likes to dish it back. He's had the video showing in the ads with your dad in the golf course, and he has now a tweet that he put out on Thursday calling your father a carnival barking clown. What do you think about a Bloomberg-Trump November matchup?
Well, listen, I'd also like to run against Bloomberg, because the one thing you can't buy in the world is personality. And, you know, I know Bloomberg, you know, we know him obviously from being from New York, and you know, Dave, if you look at, you know, all the people who have done well in presidential, you know, elections over the years, look at Bill Clinton, right? I mean, Bill Clinton had a certain charisma, had a certain personality that people were drawn to. Barack Obama had a certain charisma and personality that people were drawn to. Ronald Reagan has a, you know, personality and kind of charisma and brand that people are, you know, are drawn to, were drawn to, still are drawn to. My father clearly had the same thing. I mean, he could bring, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 people into a rally, and, you know, people would be chanting USA. I mean, there's just tremendous enthusiasm for him. I think you see that every day. You saw that with the Iowa turnout. You saw that in New Hampshire. I mean, his numbers in New Hampshire were the highest in the history of that primary by a lot. I see that every single time I go to a rally, or every single time I post something about my father on Twitter, or every time I walk down the street. The one thing you can't buy is personality and enthusiasm and love. There's something that these candidates had. It's a little twinkle in their eye. It's something. And I can tell you, we know Bloomberg well enough, and he certainly doesn't have that. And if you could buy elections, Hillary Clinton would have won. Remember, I mean, we spent $300 million on an election in 2016. She spent $2.1 billion. And it's not like we beat her a little bit. You know, my father beat her by a lot. And, you know, I don't think Mike Bloomberg can get the Bernie voters, because they detest everything that he stands for, which is, you know, kind of a, you know, a wealthy capitalist, et cetera. He's certainly not going to get anybody on the right. You know, he's gun grabbing. He wants to take away his guns. I think his own business record in terms of, you know, what he's done with China. I mean, he pretty much sold his soul so that, you know, Bloomberg News and other outlets could be in China. You know, I think he'll really have to answer for that. The racial comments, where, you know, many more black people should be being arrested than white people, as Bloomberg, you know, like to say. You know, I think that's going to disqualify him in more ways than one. Some of those statements, and, you know, it's not just the statement, but the way he actually said the statement were pretty disgusting.
But your father, you know, your father was a supporter of the Stop and Frisk program, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, but I think it's different. First of all, he ran away from Stop and Frisk. My father's a supporter of keeping law enforcement officers safe in this country and allowing them to do their jobs. It's very different than what Bloomberg was saying, where he said, I think many fewer white people should be arrested and many more African Americans should be arrested. You know, as kind of nasty as that message is, you know, he said it in such a horrible way. I mean, I said it in kind of a polite way just then. I think he's going to have to answer to a lot of those questions. So I think he's going to have to answer China. I think he's going to have to answer to those statements. I don't think he has the personality to stand on the stage. I mean, he's spending millions and millions of dollars every day. He's clearly trying to buy an election, but where is he? I mean, he's not out there. He's not being seen. He's not having rallies. He knows that no one will show up for his rallies, and I just don't think he has the charisma to get across the finish line. And you got to remember one other thing. In New York, you know, City, when he was mayor here, and I lived in the city at the time, I still do, you know, his biggest focus was eliminating sodas over 8 ounces. You know, eliminating sodas over 8 ounces and eliminating plastic straws. And I don't think that works in Michigan and Pennsylvania and all these other places. I mean, I think people want to be left the hell alone. I think people want to be able to drink a soda that's, you know, the size that they choose. I don't think they want to deal with soda taxes and nonsense. I mean, this isn't serious stuff. I mean, this world's got real problems, and, you know, that's not serious stuff.
Eric Trump, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, David.
All right, Eric, we'll let you go. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to Fox News Radio's hourly newscast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, visit foxnews.com. Living the Bream is a podcast hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court. Find it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and foxnewspodcasts.com.